Yes.
I apologize for calling back, but there's something that disturbs me a great deal. Freeman is due in my Lubbock for a speech a week from Monday. And I know you have mentioned to me that you weren't entirely happy with that one-year extension of the farm bill. But this thing would just play havoc with so many people. It would hurt the veto. It would hurt Graham Purcell down there in his race. I think that just a one-year extension is a little breather here. And I thought possibly, and of course I can't read your mind, that you might just be going to let the thing become the law otherwise, but if we without your signature. But if we adjourn before midnight, the way I calculated, it would not become the law. And my only point is that I do think that the Democratic Party nationwide is better off with a one-year extension than with a veto. I'm afraid this would shake people up a lot. Now, I'm just talking straight politics, and also from my standpoint in my area, I know it was widely heralded as a good stopgap measure. Of course, the law will not be extended indefinitely in the same configuration, but it seems to me we can excuse a one-year extension as we try to draft something better. Am I off base?
No, I think you're on base. I had this feeling that you didn't have to have it. That's number one. I don't think it's a good law. Number two. Number three, I thought the best way to wake them up and let them see that they got to get in here and do something about agriculture and try to, if they're going to have cheap food the rest of their lives, they're going to have this and that, well, they just can't spend all their time trying to wreck it and run it down. And I just check it up to either Humphrey or Nixon to come in here, hit the ground running January the 3rd, when we get back, and they'd have 6 months to pass law. And we had planned when we passed the original act that they'd have 6 months, and then we decided we'd go 4 years. And with some improvements. Well, they took all the improvements out and they gutted that. Then they cut the 4 years down to 1 year. So to me, I didn't see that we were any better off than we were originally when we knew the act was going to expire next June 30th. So I have a veto message and planned to veto it. Told Carl Albert this morning I was going to veto it.
I
don't want to do anything that would really upset you. You asked my views. I just try and tell you how I look at it. I think they've got till here we are. This is October, and I've told them all, and the nominee is going to be named in November, so he's got all of November and all of December, and he comes up there and all of January. He comes up January 20th, and if I were president, first thing I'd say, well, he's still got a honeymoon, because I want a good farm bill, and here's what I want. And if he wanted this, and the country wanted to give him this, that'd be all right. I don't like this. And I think that they took everything good out of it and left nothing but the bad stuff in it.
And then
they got 1 year instead of four. And the four-year program something that we could live with and had. But I just thought that they'd have plenty of time to do it. He'd have 2 months, November, December, January, to get his program ready. That's longer than we have on yet, everything. And then he'd have from January to June to get it passed before the other act went out.
Well, I don't know. What's the impact on the presidential campaign and the House members' campaign?
We're not getting a damn farmer vote anywhere to begin with. Anybody that's got enough money to own a farm these days is all against us. If you look at the whole Midwest, every damn vote out there is against us. They're all strong for Nixon. And the farm program leaders, the damn Farm Bureau, and all of them just cuss us all the time.
That's right. They don't want anything. They're clean. Well, of course, I have no opponent, but my strong feeling is...
I thought this would make them think about it. Pretty good deal. Shake them up a little bit.
It would have that effect, but I think it would throw a mighty bombshell into the equation.
It would if it went out this year, but it goes till next year.
Oh, sure, that's
right. It's got till June 30th. Now, what would hurt them? Why couldn't they It just gives him 6 months instead of 18. That's what the picture did. That's maybe right. 12.
That's right. I agree. But the farmers are feeling a little more comfortable with this additional year, you see. And, of course, we'll have to try to draft something next year, but you know it's almost impossible to get the farmers together. That is impossible. And looks like, and Freeman, he urged us to pass the bill. He urged us not to have limitations. We don't have limitations. And it seems to me this makes Freeman, it looks like Freeman has sort of been speaking without knowing what he was talking about, because he wrote us these letters, don't have limitations, extended 4 years. And what we did was extended one, and there were no monumental changes, I think, proposed by Freeman. So this is, it just bothers me, and I don't, I'm not trying to over-persuade the president, but it's just concerning.
Well, anybody can. You can. Let me think about it.
Okay.
I'll read.
You bet. Thanks a lot.